Well, it's early in the 6th century, before Christ's birth, and an exiled Jewish priest was living in Iraq. Isn't that neat? Of all times in the world, Iraq's always in the news. Babylon, Iraq. Okay, so Ezekiel's in ancient Babylon, and that priest is writing these words. And look at verse 24. I'm going to start reading. And he's getting a sight of the throne of God. And I'm picking up in the middle of the story, but you can read the rest. When they went, he's talking about these angelic creatures, these ones surrounding the throne, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of many waters. If you've ever been by a dam, or even better, by a giant waterfall, like Niagara Falls or something like that, you get the idea. It's a very awesome sound. You feel it. You talk about surround sound. You get by a big waterfall, and it surrounds you. It even vibrates the ground. You can feel it in the air. And he says, I'm feeling that like the noise of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty, a tumult like the noise of an army. And when they stood still, they let down their wings. So these creatures produce this celestial kind of reverberating, awesome sound. It's just something as they are flying around the presence of God, and it really struck him. Verse 25, a voice came from above the firmament that was over their heads. Whenever they stood, they let down their wings. And above the firmament, over their heads, was the likeness of a throne. Throne. We're going to see this all the way through. We're going to see it. Daniel, John, the apostle, sees it all the way through Revelation. This throne, this epicenter of the universe around which all worship and all events and all of creation just is all focused on this throne. He sees the likeness of this throne in appearance like a sapphire stone. And he's trying to describe something he doesn't even comprehend. And he's taking the neatest things he knew, sapphire stones, the brilliant, you know, the what was valuable and priceless and glittering to them. So it's like this jewel, the likeness of a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. Now he's seeing Christ, who sits on the throne, the representation of God. Remember, God is a spirit, and you don't see a spirit. And so this one on the throne, the Ancient of Days, the white hair, the robe, the whole thing we're going to see is Christ. He is the representative. It says in Hebrews 1:3, he is the exact representation of God. You want to know who God is? Look at Jesus Christ. That's the danger for the cults of this world. They don't like Jesus Christ. And if they don't like Jesus Christ, they're looking at God. That's the danger of denying Christ. That's the danger, as the Muslims do, of saying God doesn't have a son. They're denying God, the infinite, the eternal one, who has exactly represented himself in the person of Jesus Christ. So Ezekiel sees this pre-incarnate, theophanic, whatever you want to call it, this second person of the Trinity. He sees this appearance of a man high above it. Now verse 27, also from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw, as it were, the color of amber. If you know anything about amber, it's kind of this you can translucent, you can see through it. It's kind of this golden honey color. So there's this, you know, another, he's introducing another color, this appearance of the color of amber with the appearance of fire all around within it. Remember, amber has this little bit of translucence, and so there's some kind of a fiery, glittery thing. And from the appearance of his waist and downward, that was from the waist and upward, from downward I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. Can you tell he can't quite figure out what he's seeing? Kind of like, and he's just, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, flawlessly recording what is beyond comprehension, which is amazing. what the Bible gives to us. With this fire and this brightness all around, and so seeing him on the throne is an awesome sight. Like the appearance of a rainbow and a cloud on a rainy day, 28 continues, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Well, about 60 years later, another exile in Babylon sits down and sees the same sight. Let's go to the next book, which is Daniel chapter 7. Because another exiled Jewish prophet was also in Babylon after the time of Ezekiel. His name was Daniel, and he writes this in Daniel chapter 7. And I'm going to start in verse 9. And he gets a sight of the same throne room. He's on a little different angle, a little different purpose of God. The same awesome reminder. I watched till thrones were put in place, it says in verse 9 of chapter 7 of Daniel. And the Ancient of Days was seated. And this should ring many bells for you. This is the Revelation 1 description of Jesus Christ, the exact representation of God. And this is what it says. His garment was white as snow. The hair of his head was like pure wool. Again, this white color. His throne was a fiery flame. I mean, can you imagine a throne that's just burning and glowing and glistening? And its wheels, a burning fire. And then this is neat. A fiery stream issued. That means like a river is flowing. And came forth from before him. So there's a river of fire flowing out from before him. I mean, it's just, again, we're in something we don't know about. I mean, if we see fire, we run from it. If we see fire, we can't exist with it. If you see a river of fire, it might be a, you know, lava coming out of a volcano or something, and it's dangerous. But in heaven, everything is pure. Fire only harms the impurities and burns them away. But it's holy and pure, and fire doesn't do any damage. It just shows everything there is absolutely pure. And it doesn't need anything to be burned away. And so this river of fire is coming out from the beneath the throne of the Ancient of Days. And then this is what's amazing. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 1,000 thousands. So that means millions. That's the only, they didn't have, you know, exponential numbers. They just expressed it with plurality and with duplication. And so they put thousand, thousands, you know, and pluralized it, im on the end. And so this is millions in our language. We're talking about millions are ministering, serving. So there's just, I mean, you ever looked at an anthill? Can you imagine millions? I have a beehive that when it's really going strong might have 30, 40, 50,000. I can't imagine millions. How big this area is. In fact, just in your mind, I was doing a little calculation this afternoon, but if we standing before the judgment seat have a little space like the area up here on this platform, so that, you know, we can stand all alone and look up at the Lord. With all these millions of angels and the hundreds of millions more it talks about, plus the redeemed of all the ages, the geographic area, if you just, you know, imposed a throne of God over an area, we know his throne, to have that many people, would be about where the arch is up in St. Louis. And the back end of the crowd would be in Chicago, and the other half would be here in Tulsa. And yet we're all in front of his face. We're talking about a large area. If everyone's standing in concentric circles, and they all are spaced with area around them. Awesome, large area. But it continues. If you keep reading with me, these millions are ministering to him. But while the millions are all over the place ministering to him, these angels, 10,000 times 10,000, that's hundreds of millions, stood. I mean, that is going to be a sight. I mean, we still got all the stars and the galaxies out there and everything else. But if you can imagine this glassy sea, and I just imagine it where we can all see everything, and you can see hundreds of millions of angels standing. Just reflecting back to God and worshiping him and everything else. But Daniel sees this, and the court was seated and the books were opened. We know that this is speaking in terms of a prophetic event of the judgment of the Ancient of Days as he is seated in court.